And how do they handle like addiction treatment when if you do come in and what's the
there's no word for it. Like, I refuse to do it here because they reckon I needed anger management because I lost it one day. They read out of a textbook. They've had no life experience to them, you know. They've been cotton wool all their life.
Mm.
They wouldn't know half the stuff that they're trying to drill to us. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And it means nothing at the end of the day. Like, when you've had a bit of life experience, then come back and talk to me. Don't preach to me and tell me that, you know, there's better ways, like, of dealing with things and issues,
yeah,
you know.
Like,
they think they know what's best for us, yeah. What support, when, mate, we know what we need.
They describe it, oh, we're peeling back the layers of the onion. I go, what are we, in hospitality or in DNA?
Yeah.
Like, don't give me that. You know what I mean? Yeah. Can't cop it. I told them to bang it this time round. Don't want a bar of them at all.
Well, I put in, well, this lad and I put in for the drug unit for certain drug and alcohol programs. And because I'm only in for, like, a few months, I don't fit the criteria. So, basically, I'm only entitled to one-on-one counselling. I'm crying out for help, you know what I mean? And for me to cry out for help, that's a big thing on my behalf, you know what I mean? Because I'm very stubborn. It's my problem, I deal with it my way. Yeah. But for me to cry out for help, that's saying something. It
takes
something.
A big step to do that's that, you right. know what I mean?
Even yeah, on the outside, yeah. I was doing a CCO. For me to do urines, to start cancelling, to do what I was doing, mate, that's a big step on my behalf. And, mate, I can't do it on my own. I need help.
But not just that.
Someone to come halfway.
You got
and
girls.
And at the same time, I know what I need. I don't want them coming up to me saying, this is what we think what's best. Mate, I know what's best for me.
Yeah.
So that don't go good bloke in yourself and all that. Let us, you know, hear what we've got to say too. You know what I mean?
And not just that, like, you got girls coming up for parole that need DNA to get their parole granted. And then, like, I'm straight, at least I get out in 16 days. And they come to me, DNA come to me 2 weeks ago. They go, you know, you're down for one-on-one sessions. I go, I told you I don't want it. Why don't you give it the opportunity to a girl that needs it, do you know what I mean, to get parole, to be given the chance out there. Like, at the end of the day, I'm out, whether you give me DNA or not. I don't want it. Give it to someone else, you know. And then, you know, you've got girls crying out for it and they're not getting it. And the girls who don't want a bar of it, like me, are given the opportunity. You know what I mean? And it's not fair when girls are getting knocked back for and blokes, I'm assuming, you know what
system,
I mean?
Along the system.
Yeah, it's just, it's not right. There's no sense in the way they play their role.
Yeah, it's true.
And pretty much they're saying, like, you know, like with Hoodie's case and also a lot of other people, men and women, they're saying, so she's here only for a little bit, and they're saying to her, no, we can't, you don't fit the criteria, you know, you have to be here for an amount of time. So that's pretty much saying, oh, go out and do an armed rob or knock someone and then come back when you've got a lengthy sentence and we'll see ya. Not deal with the problem when, you know, we've got a short sentence and go, yeah, all right, you know, well, you're asking for help, we're going to help you. Nah, you've got to go out and do something big and cop a long lagging and then come back and, you know, we'll talk about it. And that's just ridiculous, you know. Right. I think that it should be just for whatever, do you know what I mean, in general.
Yeah.
If you come in, because a lot of people, like, say you're on a long remand, so, you know, you don't go back to court, you're on remand, you're sitting here, you go back to court in a year's time. You can't do anything in that year's time.
That's
even
right.
To go back to court and say, I've done this, you can't do anything in that time because you're not sentenced.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? I think that they need to make the programs in here just for, you know, whoever needs it, not just, oh, this remand, this sentence stuff, because it's obviously not working.
That's right.
You know, they need to bring a new system in with the way that they're, yeah, putting it out because, it's not working. Like, don't get me wrong, there's stuff there for people that are on remand, but it's very limited.
Yeah.
Like, it's so you can get one-on-ones for 2 weeks or something. When if you're here on remand for a year.
Stress.
Yeah, coping with stress.
Managing sleep.
We need all that, obviously, too. There's going to be some girls that need that. But OBP programs, offending behaviour programs, we should be able to do that whether we're on remand or sentenced or whatnot. Do you know what I mean? And,
makes sense.
Yeah, counselling
and even
all
then,
that
like
stuff.
With,
Karen Ish.
With OBP, like, you've got girls that are applying for it and OBP's going, nah, you don't fit the criteria, you don't need to do it, and then parole sit on them. and they get knocked back because they need to do OBP.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, there's no communication between the two, you know what I mean? Like, parole should be saying, OBP, listen, this person needs to be seen and dealt with before we can sit on them, rather than parole sitting on them and going, nah, decline till we get an OBP report. You know what I mean?
When we've been asking to do that program and they're saying no.
What's an OBP?
Offending behaviour program.
And also, if you're a SVO, which is a serious violent offender, you will not get parole unless you have done OBP. Yeah, it's you have to do that now. And it's hard to get into OBP programs and the drug and alcohol if you're still sitting, you know.
And like, they go for like 3 months. Which, what is it? The first one?
The either offending behaviour program or the
OBP. The first one that you got to do, I can't think what it's called. The managing risk or something?
Yeah.
That goes for like 3 months. Do you know what I mean? Mm. So if you don't get into that first group, you got to wait another three months for the next one to start up. Parole's been and gone by then, you know? And half of us girls, we've got kids that we need to get out to, you know? We've got blokes, we've got family, you know? And they're out there waiting for us and we're in here. I'm like, I argue with my mum all the time over it because she's like, you know, you got to do this, you got to do that. You got three kids to get out to, this, that, you know? And I go, Mum, I can only do so much in here. You know what I mean? Like housing, this, that. I can only push so much. Do you know what I mean? But unless I get a result, as Kayla said before, I'm walking out of here with nothing, you know? Unless I got, you know, like my 5/8s and that out there waiting to chop me out, you know, a hand till I get on my feet, I'm gone. You know what I mean? I'm going to come back, you know? You know, I don't have DHS involved with my kids. If I don't get out and get housing, I'm not going to rip my kids out somewhere where they're stable, they're going to school, they're doing really well, you know, and rip them out. And then they go down my path and they go into the drugs, the crime, the rebellionists, you know what I mean? And end up where their uncles are, their mummies, you know, their dad's been. Like, it's not, it's just one big failure. Like, it just does my head in. At the end of the day.
And also, like, sorry, with the programs, I got kicked out of a program because I had a visit. Yeah, I was actually in an OBP program with Bianca. I got kicked out of a program because I had a visit that day. So you get three misses.
Yeah.
I had a visit on the Tuesday with my daughter, my two daughters, and I had to go to that. I'm not going to knock my kids' visits back, sorry, but I don't care. Any program in here isn't as important as me seeing my kids, do you know what I mean? The limited time, like you said, to see my kids, I'm not going to knock it back because I have to do this OBP program in order for me to get parole. I'm not going to do it. But I went to my visit and I come back. And I'm not, like, you know, talking bad about them or anything. I'm just saying that the system, you know, needs to change, like, with that stuff, it needs to just be a little bit lenient towards that stuff. Like, three misses in a program that you try so hard to get in, it's just ridiculous.
And considering one of them was that you had a visit with your kids.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
that,
kids' visits. Yeah. It's not like I've gone and, you know,
but even if it's a
seen me bloke or something.
It's still passes a miss.
Yeah.
Even if it's a doctor's appointment.
Well, when I was here doing my 2.5 wagon, I had visits every week with my daughters, every Tuesday. But then they knocked them back to every second Tuesday, and that's when I was in on that program. So, and, you know, it's not like my kids are with family when they can just bring them in whenever, you know. My kids are in DHS, so it's up to DHS when they want to bring them in. So I didn't know whether I was going to get another visit anytime soon or that month at any time. So naturally you're going to take it, you know. You know, and, like, stuff like that, that OBP program, I was trying to get into that for so long and I just slid through, like, by the skin of my teeth and, like, seriously, I just slipped through and I was rapt about it, you know, but that one miss, like, they've kicked me out. I went back and I'm like, well, you know, and they're like, oh, we've kicked you out, Kayla, sorry, you know.
And they reckon you're all about family ties,
yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not
go
like
figure.
That.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
And our kids are all, you know what I mean? They're what keep us going in here, knowing that we've got kids to get out to, you know?
Yeah.
It's not right how they play their cards. You know, power is a big thing and they thrive on it.